Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. This story is fucking nuts. James O'Keefe was holding out on us. Check this out. Pfizer director caught on Project Veritas hidden camera discussing vaccine's possible effect on women's reproductive health. More than that, in this release, the dude says they're literally mutating the virus. So I just got to say, James in his first release is like, here's a guy talking about how they might do it. James knew they had him on camera saying they're literally fucking doing it. Let's play this clip.
People will have to investigate that down the line.
Yeah.
Well, because that is a little concerning. It actually shouldn't be interfering with that, so we don't really
know. It shouldn't?
It shouldn't. No.
But is it?
There's something happening, but we don't know if we're out.
Wow. Well, I mean, you're a urologist, so you must understand, like, what's going on with it, right? Like,
but that's why I understand that it's weird.
I hope we don't find out that, like, there's somehow this mRNA, like, lingers in the body, and then, like, has... Because it has to be impacting something hormonal. They impact menstrual cycles.
Yeah, or, like, the entire next generation is, like, super fucked up. Could you imagine the scandal? Oh, my God. I'd take Pfizer off my resume.
Look at they put the hashtag fertility. It says fertility.
Fertility with a PH. Yeah.
This guy has the most annoying voice. It's actually triggering me.
They had to bleep out the word fuck. They can talk about Pfizer poisoning humanity, but they can't say the word fuck. What the fuck? This country, man. This world.
Yeah,
humans,
dude.
Humans are so funny. Interesting.
Let's jump forward.
Experiments on it, but... It seems like from what I've heard, they're kind of optimizing it.
There we go.
The whole, you know, virus mutation process.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but it seems like from what I've heard, they're kind of optimizing it, but they're going slow because everyone's very cautious, like, you know.
Right.
He literally just said those mutation experiments are happening.
But they're being cautious.
I don't want to accelerate too much.
Yeah.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing because you obviously don't want to advertise that you're trying to put out future mutations.
How would the research study be delayed for COVID stuff? Like,
well, not for COVID specifically. So like now we're basically focusing on mRNA beyond COVID. So okay. Quite a lot of forward-looking research studies, you got to make sure they're on track and things like that.
So what is RNA going to be used for in the future?
I was going to pause and just say, like, come on, dude. If you went out... like for a dinner business meeting and some guy was like, so I heard that story about, you know, some fake protest sign or whatever. Did you that, didn't you? That was you. You made that sign?
What are you talking about?
No. Like that sign you made, remember? Remember you made that sign?
The sign. Yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, bro, what the fuck?
It'd be like, what are you talking about? Now, one thing though, that I think that James, he said it in a Twitter space. And I had a friend at Veritas mention it to me as well, that the person that he's on the date with here isn't just some random person from Grindr, which I think everybody kind of like assumed that's what it was, that this person is another Pfizer employee.
Oh, who, wow.
Yeah, so had reached out to them about something about, I didn't quite get the whole story, but they had wanted to be a whistleblower, Whoa. But it didn't quite work out for them to directly be a whistleblower, but... then they looked at the case and said, well, maybe because they weren't in the right division or something. So in the Intel community, we'd say that placement and access. So they had you know, they had good placement but bad access. And so they said, well, what if we could use you to target someone else at Pfizer? And they said they were willing to do that. So they used this person's already placement. So they didn't have to go and get someone to just, you know, drive around the person's house with like a Grindr app and see, you know, get someone to.
Right. So this guy thinks he's talking to somebody who works with him.
So what I'm saying is, not worked directly with him. So, because obviously they would, you know, wouldn't know these.
No, but like he's like in the mailroom or something.
Exactly.
So he's like, he works for Pfizer too.
Yeah, they work for Pfizer. So I'm already in this false sense of security because I believe this is someone that's been through the Pfizer vetting process, et cetera, et cetera. And so it might not be so crazy to see hear all these questions because, oh, you're somebody who works in another division, but you're like low level. I'm the director of research, you know, of R&D. So of course I want to brag about all the things that we're doing. But additionally, it also kind of makes sense that you're asking these questions.
It's not as weird that he's so interested
and
in them.
The approach. So at Guantanamo, there were 16 legal approaches that you were able to use for what at Guantanamo would be called interrogations or custodial debriefings. And what's being used here quite obviously is called the pride and ego up approach. So P&E up, pride and ego up. That's I'm buttering you up. I'm telling you how smart you are. I'm saying this is so amazing. This is clever. I'm concerned a little, but I'm also so interested. And P&E up works on, it just works in some
way. Let's play some more because this is crazy shit.
Right. Like, is Pfizer going to be held liable for like any of these vaccine injuries that have happened?
I don't think so. Because usually when you give drugs, people face like a known side effect. It's like this, it's included in like that thing label, but I think, there are like lots of people who are like Vioxx and heart attacks.
Really? Vioxx.
So that wasn't for us, that was another pharma company. We still have to do like the monitoring for it over time. So there hasn't been like any problems so far. But we'll see. Like in the next couple of years if anything comes up, I'm hoping it won't, obviously.
Hope nobody's growing three legs or something like that, right?
Yeah, or like the entire next generation is like super fucked up. Could you imagine the scandal? Oh my god. I take Pfizer off my resume. Something irregular about their menstrual cycle, so people have to investigate that down the line.
Yeah.
Because that is a little concerning. Because, like, if you think about the science, like, it shouldn't be interacting with, like, you know, the, it's called, like, the hypothalamus, pituitary gonadal axis.
Right.
Like, you know, the hormones are, like, their menstrual cycles, things like that. It actually shouldn't be interfering with that, so we don't really
know. It shouldn't?
It shouldn't, like, no.
But is it?
There's something happening, but we don't know.
Holy shit, dude. This guy just said it's interfering with people's hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis. Mm-hmm. So,
and we'll have to look into it eventually.
Which, that's by like the way, is something crazy that any one of us would say on a date. I mean, I'm sure you've heard guys use this line on you all the time.
All the time. It's just ridiculous.
No, here's the crazy thing, though. How come they were women? So a lot of women who claimed they were unvaxxed started having menstrual issues.
I remember this.
Were they secretly getting vaxxed?
Or was it
shedding?
Is the vaccine in the water supply?
Shedding doesn't make sense.
Or is it COVID related?
Might be COVID.
Right.
Yeah. And that's my thought.
COVID makes sense, right? Like if you're sick, if your body goes something, like things can mm-hmm. be late, you can miss a period, whatever. Like I heard right away that women were missing periods after getting the vaccine. Yeah. And
what if COVID,
they just said
everybody?
This happens with any vaccine. It's super normal. The other thing that came up was women who were going in for breast cancer screenings, right? They were showing signs that they had breast cancer and it was like, oh no, it's just swelling in the lymph nodes. It's totally fine. And so it is not surprising at all to me that they're like, oh yeah, apparently there is a problem and we'll just look into it later, because the thing about, I mean, you're married, like, the thing about female menstruation is that, like, it can be thrown off by random things, but to have
Tanya's menstruation is that
I don't want to know. But
what if COVID sterilized people? What if, you know, because I think Luke mentioned they found the spike protein in like ovaries or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but is that COVID or is that the vaccine?
Yeah, that's.
And like, they didn't even care to check. This is something that we heard from the beginning, right? That like, there were not, again, like, I don't know, Pfizer will never tell us, but one of the things that kept coming up from different countries is that there were never control groups that accurately tested the impact on pregnancy and on female fertility. And so the fact that he's like, eventually we'll check on this, like, I keep saying this, but it really bothers me because it's an easy thing to play off as like, women are so crazy, their bodies do such weird things, we can't test for it. But like, if you wreck women's fertility, there's no coming back from
it. I mean, look, we're in the third hour here.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
I don't even know how much I talk about this publicly, but I mean, I just 100% believe that what this guy's saying is true. I think this is exactly what happened in that Wuhan lab. I think that obviously the People's Liberation Army was keeping an eye on that lab and seeing what mutations are you coming up with? Could we use this? Is this useful for something? I don't think it was released on purpose. But I do think that once it got out, the Chinese Communist Party realized that, hey, if this thing is out in our country, we don't want to be the only ones who go down. Right. That's why they kept the planes going.
Yep.
I remember when the Chinese ambassador to Italy specifically was screaming at the Italians that they had to take these Chinese planes in, was berating them in a way that you don't usually see a Chinese diplomat act. I've been watching the ice for 15, 16 years now, that you just never usually see that level of emotion and passion and animation from them. Yeah. And so when we hear these issues of, well, we don't know what it's going to mutate to, we don't know what's going to happen next, I think that's exactly what went down. I think it was a perfect storm that they were absolutely going through generations of trying to engineer, right, the spike protein that fit in with the humanized ACE2 receptors that was in the mice. That's what they got from Barrick. That's what they got from Peter Daszak and EcoHealth. That's what that was all about. And the University of North Carolina line, these humanized ACE2 receptors in mice, these humanized mice. So that's why, in reality, and I would debate anybody on this, it's the simple point, show me the pass-through animal. Show me the village that's out by those caves in Yunnan. If you know Chinese geography, that's like 1,000 miles from Wuhan.
Totally.
So show me, you know, just show me the physical path that this virus took from those caves to this lab. And of course it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because the pass-through animal was the humanized mice inside the Wuhan lab, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when we see stuff like this, we haven't learned our lesson.
Dude, for
real. It's like read a Michael Crichton novel just once in your life.
But isn't it kind of exciting to think that we're only a few years away from total societal collapse and it'll be like The Last of Us, but without the zombies?
Will Nick Offerman play a gay man in that version of life?
You'll walk into New York and all the buildings will be falling over and overgrown and there'll be skeletons everywhere. Banditos and raiders.
That'd be pretty bad.
You know what? I forget what one it was, but somebody said this before, but it's like, for some reason, in every post-apocalyptic series, they always seem to forget bicycles.
Yeah.
Right.
That, like,
makes no sense.
Just, we forgot how to use bikes.
Just pick up the bike. It's right there. You can use that. You can carry stuff. It's
like one of the most efficient human tools we've ever invented.
You can get through the forest. You'll be good.
I got a feeling it wouldn't be good if that happened, but it's primarily because I think what would happen is stupid idiots would take control.
Like, stupid idiots as opposed to smart ones.
Yeah, we have smart idiots right now that are trying to run the world by design, but if we just
disagree.
Moronic,
they're not smart, they're just powerful.
Well, Klaus Schwab is brilliant, but not
Klaus Schwab?
Yeah, I think he's intellectually brilliant.
This
I don't
is
know
why
if
people
he's
think Ian's a double agent, because he defended AOC, he says things like this.
Yeah, I think he's super intelligent, not necessarily, I don't know if he's wise, if he has much wisdom.
I think he's just an opportunist.
Dude, yo, shout out Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate said he's met all these people, all these wealthy people through all of his, you know, his ability to have, like, however he got his money, whatever. He met all these people that are supposed to be like the runner, movers and shakers in the world, and he says they're supremely uninteresting. They're not skilled. They're not like these superpowered people that everyone thinks they are. They're just normal people.
Just kids.
They're
of rich people.
Yeah.
So go look at, you know, and not to get into it all the way, but you know that video, the Paul Pelosi video, and not the attack, but look what happens immediately prior to the attack. You're seeing someone who these are supposed to be our elites.
Right.
These are supposed to be the superheroes, super minds behind the scenes, and this guy is like, obviously got an alcohol problem, and I hope he gets help with that, even though he's later in years. And I hope that this incident is his rock bottom, the way I would hope that, I know for every addict, you got to hit rock bottom at some point. And that he's able to learn from this, not that he was responsible, but also that, you know, perhaps there are things you could do with your life.
I think he was drunk out of his mind.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That, you know, maybe if he wasn't, he could have reacted differently to this situation. And also that, you know, you look at the kids. I mean, how many kids of like that Democrat congresswoman and her kids in Antifa, and is like climbing trees in Treehouse Antifa down in Atlanta, yep, outside of Cop City. And, you know, they're supposed to be creating these superhumans, and instead they create kids like that. I mean, these are our elites. These are our leaders.
They're supposed to be making superhumans, but their kids are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, the Massachusetts congresswoman whose transgender child got arrested for...
I think that's like, what I'm talking about,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah.
In Massachusetts, the person was spray painting the Boston Commons, yeah, and saying all kinds of anti-police stuff, and then there was like this big brawl, and like
and
the
some
police
officer
was like, being a or the congresswoman was like, being a parent is very challenging,
and some outlets said congresswoman's daughter and some said congresswoman's son. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
I remember
about.
We didn't actually know until they right. until the outlets started saying that.
Well, the police report said only used masculine,
right?
Wow. And the congresswoman only used feminine,
right? And then that
she was
out.
Lying she was blaming her daughters for what her son did.
You know, she only got one daughter too. It's mean.
Because actually, oh, wow. that I mean, that, you know, they're biological only daughter. Our sons and daughters, and you can't.
Could you imagine that? Like,
can't switch.
You've got. What, did you have three sons or something?
No, I think two? It's. It was two boys and a girl, and now it's a boy, a girl, and a
it's still two. It's still two.
Imagine you're yeah. like. It's like it's like. You have a brother, and then your brother goes and like kicks a dog, and then your mom's like, "My daughter kicked a dog." You're like, "No, I fucking didn't."
Yeah.
You know, that's what everyone's gonna think. Because mm-hmm. no one's going to look at the dude and be like, that's the daughter.
But I guess my overall point here is that we think these people have some special power behind the scenes. And a lot of the
dumbest box of shit.
Right. Yeah, and because a lot of these people, they've had power that's been given to them systemically. They've inherited power in many ways, not necessarily just through only family means, but just through inherited institutions. They've mm-hmm. learned how to say the right words, to repeat the same incantations and phrases. And they've been able to achieve power through that, through systems that were built by people who were far, far superior to them, and they've sort of been bequeathed to them.
Have I told you that I'm watching 1883? How sad is
I'm so
it?
So glad.
Do you have any idea how triggering it is that I know that I've had 1883, the whole series, on, I'm going to say it right now because I love my wife, but I've had this thing on my tablet for like 6 months. And every time I go to put on an episode, it's we get like 5 minutes in and... And because, of course, we have the MyPillows. So you can't fight the MyPillows.
You guys
and
have so, to do, watch it while you're on treadmills or something.
Well, exactly. What right, I was going right. to say is to see like
and I want
to
watch it
to see that like the idea of a bunch of people from Europe landing on barren shores in boats and then immediately being like, get to work or we're going to die. We have no food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now it's this is what they've made. Imagine taking the founding fathers and be like, that's these are your kids. They're going to be like, fuck me, dude. Really? Yeah. This is what happened? Like,
go ugh. Back. Yeah. Forget about it.
Yeah. They'd be like, wow. These people became entitled lazy pieces
I wish
of
we
shit.
Could show them like a reel of history and they'll be like, and that's where you guys went wrong. Like, I'll take right. this, guys. After this, you guys are on your own.
Yeah. Like, guys, Second Amendment. Come on. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? Like, here's what you write. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed for any reason, no matter what. No matter about technology, doesn't matter about stock size, doesn't matter about barrel length, any gun at any point for any reason by anyone, even nuclear weapons. What does nuclear mean? Just shut up. Just put it in there. Okay, whatever you say. That's what I'm talking about.
Just write it, George. Just write it and sign it.
The funny thing is they don't have British accents. They talk like this.
Yeah, that's you know, true.
The fake British accent was invented by Brits to sound snooty.
Right. Received pronunciation.
Yeah. They at school start teaching kids to talk like
this. You're welcome. Papa. Look, it's the best country because there's propaganda. Even
in have
the
you ever seen, though, there's an island off of the coast of Virginia, and then there's also another island, I think in the Chesapeake
yeah,
Bay here.
Yeah, that's true.
Where, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
where
exactly.
They talk
where,
that way?
No, it's...
They have their own.
They have a
accent.
Form of Elizabethan English mm-hmm. because the families have basically stayed there since the initial founding, since right. the 1600s, and so it's kind of like a Jamestown situation
mm-hmm. huh.
where they have a specific accent that people believe. You can find videos of it and interviews. Super interesting. That hasn't that is the closest living link that we have to like Shakespearean English.
And they incorporate in their elementary schools, from what I understand. But the biggest challenge is that now there's the internet, right? So right, all of the kids who are growing up there have access to YouTube.
Well, this looks like it's
in Virginia and it's an island.
There's Ocracoke Island in North Carolina.
Or maybe I know there's one in Maryland as well.
I think it's Virginia, but it could be wrong.
Smith Island.
There's a couple of them. It's not just one place.
It's not just one place.
Tangier Island.
Tangier.
These are coming from BBC. It's interesting.
And they actually sound like, and the funny thing is, they actually sound like Southerners.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's really? Just how it happened as well. Like a lot of the Southern elite spoke like that as well because it was received pronunciation, and they also had the same accent from the Southern English.
I think it's Tangier Island.
Tangier sounds right.
Is which one?
This tiny it's island. It's that British, with a British Southern accent.
Slang, like it's got its own.
In which state?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, that's
Buxton. That looks right. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Wow, this would be a cool place to visit. Frisco Mini Golf.
Man, look at this. Road trip, let's go.
Check out the satellite image on that. Look at that shallow.
Whoa.
Look at that deep trench there. All that light blue used to be land before the flood, I think. I'm pretty sure.
That's true. It's true. Graham Hancock.
This right here?
Graham Hancock, Tim Cass, when?
The old coast.
Dude, Graham Hancock.
That's the old coast right there?
Essentially, that's the idea. It's the other shelf.
It drops so far off all of a sudden. That's wild.
Crazy.
And it connects like Alaska and Russia, that light
blue. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then, of course, the interior where we have the desert now was ocean.
Land bridge. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At that time.
Totally.
Which that proves part? It.
The Sahara? The Sahara?
No, in America.
Oh, the Death Valley area?
Yeah.
Was ocean? It was water? Mm-hmm.
Wow. It was all water.
Was it below sea level?
Salton Sea. That's the word, Salton Sea.
Salton Sea, dude.
Salton Sea, yeah.
Yeah, Salton Sea is fake. They, what was it? They like accidentally busted a canal or something, and it filled the whole thing up. They're like, and they closed it. Now it's slowly draining.
Yeah, it was a popular resort now, for wealthy people.
I think
people.
It's completely drained now.
It's completely drained, I'm pretty sure.
Completely?
Yeah.
I was there a few years ago. It was water. No shit.
I know there's a ton of photos you can see now where it just looks like it's the high desert, and then you can see the remains of like motels and drive-in movie theaters and restaurants and stuff, and it's all just...
There's still water there.
Hmm. Yeah, it was the place to go in the 50s.
Yeah, they used to party and stuff, but it's slowly drying up and shrinking.
Or maybe it's like significantly smaller than it was.
And it is, and you can see it receding because it's going to disappear at some point. And there's dead fish bones everywhere because they just die. It's turning into brine because the salt stays, like the salt the water leaves, so it's turning into brine. Everything's dying in it.
And I guess Utah, the Great Salt Lakes, is probably the remnants of saltwater ocean water too. Mm-hmm.
It's the old there used to be Lake Bonneville that was like it's massive, like the size of old Lake Bonneville. It's like all the way up to like some of the shores are in Boise as well. The other shores of Bonneville Trail, it's wild. Oh, wow. It's super super huge, and it's the same thing as Salton Sea. Like it's drying up, and now there's a lot of this old nuclear remnants.
But Tim, do an image search for Salton Sea.
When you look back in the day when they're all partying,
yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
Well, no. Some of the ones now are just so dystopian, though, because you see these like 50s style diners just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like this? I don't think there's any diners or anything over there. I went there. There was just like one main building and it was closed.
Am I thinking of something else?
Oh, I'm looking at a bunch of dead fish at Salton Sea.
Yeah.
So was it man-made?
Yes.
Yeah.
From the beginning?
They weren't trying to do it. There was something like they were digging a canal and then someone busted and they're like, and the water started filling up this area. Yeah. And then when they finally fixed it, and they did, now it's disappearing. Part something like that. It's been almost 10 years since I was there. That's crazy to think about. Look at this. People live over there. We met some kids who were skating nearby. And there's just dead fish everywhere.
That was underwater at one point.
Must all smell that. Great.
Yeah. What was this? What did it smell like when you were there?
Smelled like dead fish. You know, yeah. I'm really, where I really want to go is, let me show you.
Centralia?
No, I've been there.
Mont Saint-Michel.
Centralia, there's nothing there. You know, it's just like a street. No, this is what you want to do. You want to go here. You want to go all the way over here. You want to go to Vladivostok. And, you want to go here. And you want to go, where is it? There's a pizza place.
What?
You want to check it out?
Yeah, definitely, man.
You can go for pizza in Vladivostok.
I wonder if they use high fructose corn syrup.
Dream vacation for Tim.
Probably not.
Oh yeah, dude. That's look at that, man. Eastern Russia, right next to Japan. Look how close Russia gets to Japan. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was all this. One piece of land before.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Look at this.
I wonder if when after the flood, if they were just isolated. Like, whoop, now we're on an island.
Well, that's why Japan has so many unique animals to it. That's why most of those islands like Madagascar
are so
many.
Dude, Japan is fucking awesome.
It's really badass. I love my time in Japan.
Gotta go back.
Jack, have you spent much time in Japan?
Yeah, but when I was there is when I was still in the Navy, so... Right. I've been there like a half a dozen times, but I was always down in Yokosuka and just there for work, basically, you know, to look at it that way. So always on base doing that kind of stuff. Spent a little bit of time running around Tokyo, just in between meetings, like checked out Shinjuku, etc., like touristy stuff.
Me and Luke went to Fukushima, so we'll probably die in our 50s from thyroid cancer or something.
I think it'd be okay.
I remember when I joined the Navy, that when you test in, you know, you have to do like your ASVAB because I originally listed. And then I scored high enough where I could be a a nuke and go in for nuclear engineer. And I specifically said that I don't want to be a nuke. I want to be Intel. And they said, why do you want to be Intel so much? And I told them I was really interested in China. I was very worried. I'd lived there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then I also said, and secondarily, I don't want there ever to be a problem with the nuclear reactor. And then they say, hey, let's call Posobiec to go deal with that. And then Fukushima happened and they sent Navy engineers over there and they all got radiation poisoning.
Wow. Yeah. Brutal, man.
Any long lasting effects?
I don't think it was like nothing like Chernobyl level or anything like that, but they did get some radiation poisoning.
Yeah. The scare of nuclear radiation in the past was like, if you get it there, it's hit you forever. But it turns out it's like the actual piece of metal that's radiating. So if you move away from it, it's not hitting you as hard. But it's concerning when it gets into the water.
So Tanya's dad, she tells a story that he almost took a job, right? So she's from Belarus. And of course, Belarus is the area that was hit with the Chernobyl fallout the most because the winds were blowing from, because Chernobyl's like right on the border. And so... But where she's from is like all the way on the other side of Belarus from where Chernobyl is, which is closer to like Gomel, which is on the other border. And she said that her dad actually had been, I guess he had like had this job offer that he could have been in Gomel. And then Chernobyl happened like a year before she was born or something like that. And he was considering doing it, but then Chernobyl happened. He's like, no. And he didn't want anything to do with that part of the country. And so she's fine, et cetera. Everything's fine.
That's how she got superpowers?
Because
the dad?
Well, not necessarily. The superpowers were because of the black magic sorcery, but obviously we can't talk about that.
It's further west.
Publicly, it's further west. But no, it is the reason that all of my children glow in the dark.
were you ever stationed in Singapore at all when you were in the Navy?
Never made it to Singapore, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Even though I am very pro flogging, I think we should bring it back.
Have you seen the people talking around? They're like, I can't tell Matt Walsh if he's joking when he's like, yeah, the reason I think it's talking about Singapore is because there's no crime. It's because they execute drug dealers on the spot.
Well, it's a shift of the Overton window to the point where realizing that, you know, we coddle criminals in this country and we encourage crime in many states in this country, whereas in Singapore they punish it severely.
Yeah, like if you don't flush a toilet. not for
they bust people up for wait that
if
thing.
There'll be police fined. They will run into a bathroom after you walk out, and if you didn't flush, they'll give you a ticket.
You know that guy, Michael? Yeah, Michael Fay. So we did a story on this the other day.
He went to high school.
So you know that when he came back, this was the teenager who was caned for... And by the way, he was like... He conducted vandalism of like the prime minister's house.
Yo, it's crazier than you think what he actually did. It's wild.
It's like really bad.
Yeah.
You went to high school with him?
No, I was in the same high school that he graduated from. Okay. And so I know all the stories.
But point being, though, when he came back, he still had some other brushes with the law, but he did eventually go to college, made something of himself, and he runs a pretty successful food and beverage business in like Ohio now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all because of flogging.
Well, it's caned, not flogged. Caned.
Call it what you want.
It's a wet piece of bamboo. Is that what they do? And then
They get a really, really ripped dude to hit you so hard that you get two and you'll basically pass out. Then you take like 2 months to recover.
Flogging, same thing.
But, same thing, yeah, same thing.
But point being is, and the argument that I was making is, look, all these people are saying there's too many people in prison. The prison population is too large. It costs too much money. It's inhumane.
Flog them.
I say, hey, guys, I have a much more humane situation. Look, let me ask you this. Here, I'll ask everyone here. If you were given the option 5 lashes or 5 years?
Lashes.
Who wouldn't take the lashes? Who wouldn't take the lash?
Right? The lashes are going to take you like 8 months though to get through them.
Is that 5 years in prison? 8 months
is less than 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, still less than 5 years.
It is. It's true.
And so this is one of the arguments because prisons.
Just so you're aware,
prisons were part of the original progressive movement, the original reform movement.
Right.
Because prior to this, it was always either forced. I mean, forced labor goes back thousands of years. Rome used hangings. Forced labor. So we had hangings and we had corporal punishment.
Yeah.
Right. And this and so the idea of obviously there were dungeons, right? But unless you. The only people who were ever sort of like locked up were like nobility. This was like the prince is kept in the tower or whatever. That the point of the dungeon was that you were held there while you were either waiting trial or awaiting your sentence to be carried out. It was always a temporary holding place. And it's only been in the last 200 years that we decided to make the holding place the punishment. Whereas prior to that, it was so. My point being is that it was always a progressive idea to make prison, be the punishment. There, that the original idea was that there was going to be actual punishment.
Yeah, prison hardens criminals.
Correct.
You put them all in the same place and you incubate them. It makes no fucking sense.
Right. Yeah. No. And so it never did make sense because it's not punishment. And there's a certain level of people that will never quite. It's obviously a progressive idea that you can change someone who is a hardened criminal into a productive member of society by holding them in prison longer.
That makes no sense. I think many people can be rehabilitated, but it seems like what works is putting them on a deserted island where they have to fend for themselves.
Australia.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Well, no, like in Norway they did this. They took a bunch of like really violent offenders, like the island is yours, and then they like automatically reformed because they had to survive and it restructured their behaviors and everything.
Did any of them kill each other?
No, I don't think so.
No, but some tried to escape because they hated it so much.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was this whole Time magazine featured it when I was in high school and I still think about the story and the images. Like it was separate. Like it wasn't like so rural that they didn't have anything, right? It had electricity, it had facilities, but like they had to take care of themselves. They had to like...
I mean, exile is another ancient form of punishment.
I take exile over prison.
Right, and so my point is that for all these people out there, all the progressives who say, "Oh, prison's bad, prison's so terrible." Fine, that's great. We do have something. We could do something much more humane. We could flog
Wyoming. Just build massive 30-foot barriers around Wyoming, and then when you're in trouble, Wyoming's all yours.
Isn't that like there's some movie where they make Escape England a prison? But I don't know what it is. I can't think of it now.
But then it's like. You go to the checkpoint and you're like, want to just check to see if my Wyoming is up? And they're like, let me see your card and the type of your name.
You've been sentenced to Wyoming.
And they're like, you've got 2 more months of Wyoming. It's like, okay.
But the thing is, like, I grew up in a really rural area. We did not have a homeless problem, but there were a couple people who were homeless. And every winter, they would commit some crime so they could be incarcerated through the winter, food, shelter, whatever. Like, it would be interesting if we made Wyoming America's jail. First off, they would hate it because they're trying to be the crypto capital of America. But also, like, there would be people who'd be like, okay, I want to go to Wyoming. Like, I'm going to commit some crime. I'm going to start life there. Like, you would just have a secondary society.
I mean, on federal land, by the way.
Yeah, true.
100%. No, I think there's a happy medium where the progressive left and the conservative right can come together when it comes to this idea of prisons. You're right. We do have too many people in prisons. Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Uh-oh.
There is something that should be done about this, and that something is called flogging.
Right. What, I get the real nerves when I hear about the Singapore, and they're not a kingdom anymore. It's not a kingdom anymore. Mm-hmm. But when they just take it to the drug dealers, it's like weed. Weed is not caffeine. Yeah. Caffeine's a fucking drug. Like,
yeah. What? But it's a particular. It's if you're trafficking the drug.
It's if you have
a certain level.
It's not possession.
No. It's not possession. Possession's like it's much harsher punishments, mind you. It's like a year in prison. You get. But it's reform. They actually make sure you don't have any reason to take it. They address all the social issues, etc. But the thing is about it is too is people what Jack's saying. I think people are afraid of getting in trouble. Jail in Singapore sucks. Is not fun.
Well, and this was this whole argument started because of that viral video of the Singapore airport of I think it's Changi. And that, you know, my point was, well, they have this because of flogging. And then, of course, Compact Mag was writing, well, you know, Posobiec and Matt Walsh are saying it's because of flogging. No, I think it's because of investment in public infrastructure. I said, no, you don't get my point.
Yes, they're missing it.
Obviously, you have to invest to build the airport. I think we all understand that.
Yeah.
The point is that you have to have an ordered society first. Singapore, before Lee Kuan Yew took power, It was this like nubbin on the end of Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And then he was the one that took it and turned it from this total backwater into one of they called the Four Tigers of Asia in the 1980s and 90s. And so it was through those policies. And by the way, to your point before about politicians, one of the things they do in Singapore is they pay public servants in Singapore commensurate with private sector private sector salaries. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like, for example, the IC right now, the NSA is constantly competing with like Google and Facebook and Meta and Twitter for programmers and cybersecurity, et cetera, because those are the same skill sets that they need. Well, somebody knows, well, if I go to work for the government, I'm going to make like pennies compared to what I could make in the private sector. In Singapore, they flip that around.
Exactly.
Interesting. Do you think there could be a financial incentive to get people signed up for the military?
I think they have 2 years in Singapore.
In Singapore, you have national service for 2 years, or it's 3 years if you're male, 2 years if you're female now.
Oh, yeah, I mean in the U.S., like just to raise recruitment numbers, is there?
I think citizenship. I think service citizenship requires service.
Yo, that's
I
agree. Not a bad idea. But that's what the Romans did when the empire started falling. They started taking,
but not military. It could be anything in service of your community.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the general idea. All right, buddy. Thanks for hanging out, Jack. It's been a blast.
Always a pleasure.
And for everybody who is a member, thank you all for helping and make all of this possible. I will just say, especially with January, January is a really awful month because you can't rely on sponsors. It is because we have this website that we're able to keep this machine running, because quite honestly, ads just don't cut it, especially in January. And it looks like they might it might get bad again this year, but we'll see. So long as you guys are watching, we'll keep doing it. Thank you so much, and we'll see you all next time.
Cheers.